At this point, we are going to be focusing over the next 2.5 weeks on the Sichas of Tavshinun Beis. The Nekudas from Tavshinun Aleph, some of them we spoke about, but now the time has come to focus on the Sugyas and the Biurim in the Sichas of Tavshinun Beis. But before I do that, what we're going to do today is give you a little bit of a background of the year Tavshinun Beis. Like what was going on that year. The uniqueness of that year. Tavshinun Beis, starting, first thing was the Shnas HaTishim of the Rebbe. The Rebbe was born, you know, of Nisan Tofrei Samach Beis. So automatically that makes that Yud Aleph Nissan Tav Shin Nun Beis is 90 years from the Rebbe's birth. What is so special about 90 years? What is so special? Well, besides the fact that every time you have a certain number, a full number, it's something special. But one Ha'ara 126 from the Sikh of Acharei Mos Kedoshim, which is on page 519, of the Sikh of Tavshinun Aleph, gives us a very interesting perspective. The Gemara, the Medrash says in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Perek Mem Ches, Pei, boi niglu aviseinu mimitzrayim. With two peis, the Yidin taken out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar pokeit pakadati, which has two peis. Samach tzadik with two tzadiks, by also Kodesh Baruch Hu legal as Yisrael, Hashem will take Yidden out of Golos. V'loimer lahem, and He will tell them, Samach tzamachti lachem, I made you grow. Shenema, like it says in Zechariah Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Beis, Ish tzamach shmoi umitach tov yitzmach ubon es heichol Hashem. Or like it says in Bamidbar Rabbah, then the Parshas Koirach, from the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Hei, Vakimoisi LeDavid, Tzemach Tzadik. So we see that with two peis, Yidden left Mitzrayim, and with two tzadiks, Yidden are going to go out of Golos. So what? The Rebbe puts in one interesting line. In the middle of this Ha'ara, the Rebbe is a parenthesis, and the Rebbe says, Lahoir, I want to point out something to you. Now, when the Rebbe points something out, it's not stam information, something nice, I'm pointing out a car on the side of the road, or it's a nice sign. It's obviously something extremely important, and many times there are a lot of Seidus HaTorah in the Lahoirs of the Rebbe, especially when they're in the Oris. The Rebbe says, Lahoir, Shemoisha Hoya ben Pei, Kishagal Yisrael Mimitzrayim. The Moshe was 80 years old when he took the Eden out of Mitzrayim. What's the Rebbe trying to say? Seemingly, he's trying to say that it's interesting that with two Peis, Eden left Mitzrayim, Pokit Pakadati, Pei is Gematria 80, so Moshe was 80 when he took Eden out of Mitzrayim. What the Rebbe is trying to tell us, it was Acharei Mos Kedoshim Nun Aleph started Shnas HaTzadik. In other words, Rebbe turned 89, Yud Aleph Nissan Nun Aleph, and that was called Shnas HaTzadik. And the Rebbe was giving us an introduction to what he expects from Shnas HaTzadik, that when the Rebbe is 90 years, the same way Yid Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out when he was 80, because you have Pocket Pekadati, so in the 90 years, in the Nun Aleph Nun Beis, with Rebbe's turning 90, that's the year of Tzemach Yitzmach. And that's why we find, throughout the year, Tavshin Aleph, and especially Tavshinun Beis, and I can show you a few places, where the Rebbe is rushing, so to speak, to Yud Aleph Nissan. One of the places where it's like Mamish Klar, is in actually this week's Dvar Malchus, of Tetzaveh. Rebbe says that it's an Ibayar Tavshinun Beis Ois Tezvav, that Maschil, we're already beginning. Netoisiv oid yoiser batshukav agaguim lechaydish nissen. We're already looking forward. We have the deep yearnings for chaydish nissen. And the Rebbe said, especially this year, in the Yiral of Nissen finishes Shnas HaTzadik, which has to do with Matzasi David Abdi, which will finish the Avoid of Der Hashvi, and the whole, and the Rebbe's Matzayin to the Maimer Basi Legani. And the Rebbe gives a whole biur, which now is not the time, into the Mahus of what Yiral of Nissen is. And there are many times in the Sichas where the Rebbe speaks how we're supposed to rushing into Nissen. And in other sikhs of Tavshin and Beis, where the Rebbe actually skips all the Rebbe will mention Teves Shvat Nissen. Because the Rebbe obviously in the Sugaing, that Yiral of Nissen, Shnas HaTzadik, this was almost like D-Day, this was the time. This is Shnas HaTzadik of the Rebbe, that when Moshe Rabbeinu turns 90 years old, the Goyal Achrin. So Shnas HaTzadik was a very, very special time. That was in my opinion, the early Ketz. In other words, if you look in the Sichas of Na'al from Beis, in the same Sicha where the Rebbe will speak about rushing for Tanisin, he speaks about the story of Mrs. Lapine, how a mother leaves his children. The Rebbe is bavarning two drachim. A derech that will skip Tanisin, and another derech that we're going to have to go through if we have to go through other, in the way other happened on Chavzayin other. But the point is that Shnas HaTzadik was a very, very special time. And the Rebbe made a big dogesh on the Rosh Tevis of Tavshin and Beis. We know that the Rebbe was a big, the Rebbe started this revolution of saying Rosh Tevis for names of the years. And most of them have to do with Mashiach. Actually, in Tavshin Dalad Men, the Rebbe said it should be Teishnas Divrei Menachem. But the Rebbe said the people shouldn't get so nervous. I'll say Teishnas Divrei Mashiach. But the point is that the names of the year, the Rebbe was a big focus on the names of the year. Tavshin Nun was Teishnas Nisim. Tavshin Nun Aleph was Teishnas Arenu Neflois. I remember clearly, I was in Gan Yisrael, New York, the summer of Tavshin Nun. So the two color war teams were Nissim and Neflois. It was always, that was the kach that the Rebbe was speaking then, the difference between Nissim and Neflois and Arenu Neflois. And then came Nun Beis. Nun Beis, the Rebbe threw in a lot of Rosh Tevis. The most famous one is Teishnas Neflois Bakoil. And Bakoil itself is Gematria Nun Beis. Teishnas Neflois Bakoil. But the Rebbe throughout the years, throughout Tavshin and Beis, you'll find a lot of Rosh Tevis. Teishnas Neflois Ba, Teishnas Neflois Bina, Teishnas Neflois Bakoil Mikol Kerl, because the word Bakoil Mikol Kerl is Gematria Kabetz, which means Kibbutz Goliath. Many, many different Rosh Tevis that the Rebbe put into Tavshin and Beis. The most interesting one, I think, I mean, not to say what's more interesting than another, but what seems to be extremely interesting is in the Sikha of Chayesora Tovshin and Aleph, which was when the Rebbe spoke to the Shluchim. And the Rebbe spoke then that on the Pasuk Shlach Nabi Atishlach, in order 113, the Rebbe says, Lahoyer Miyashaychas Lashonazu. I just want to point out, the Shaychas to this year, the Shlach Nabi Atishlach, who Rosh Tevis Tovshin and Beis. The Tavshin and Beis is also the Rosh Tevis of the year, Shlach Na B'yad Tishlach. Another thing is that Yad Tishlach is Gematria Tavshin and Beis. The Rebbe spoke then also. Tavshin Lamed Ches plus Yud Dalid is Tavshin and Beis. 78 plus 14 is 52. So that we see that Yad Tishlach, which also represents Mashiach, is also the gematria of Tavshin and Beis. So the whole Tavshin and Beis is a real Mashiach year. It's the year of Tzemach Yitzmach, the year of Mashiach Liisgalis Boy. And Taka these inyanim happened, and they have a certain plan by which they're going through. So this is just an outlook. What I'm going to learn over the next few weeks, the different biurim in the sichas, which are fascinating sichas, and so many deep ramazim that are, we're going to explain what they mean. Just understand the tkufa that we're in, the year of Shnas Atishim, the year of Yat Tishlach, will put everything into perspective.